morning and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Wednesday, July 15th, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Today, we're looking at another member of the 2025 draft class, defensive back Upton Stout. And for as much crap as the 49ers have taken for some of their third-round draft picks, Stout sure looks like a winner. Now, to be fair, it was rough early on. Remember, on the season, Upton gave up a 97.1 passer rating when targeted, but it was just 74.9 over his last 8 games, so that tells you how much he improved over the course of the year. All told, he only allowed 1 touchdown, and he was 3rd on the team in tackles. Throw in 5 pass breakups, a forced fumble, a sack, and 4 tackles for loss, and you start to see why the 49ers are so high on him. In fact, even former 49ers are high on him. Here's Robert Saleh with Matt Maiocco at the American Century Golf Classic.
Upton is going to be an elite corner in this league. Hair trigger, violent. I mean, he made tackles last year on tight ends that guys his size aren't supposed to make, you know, and it's like he didn't even flinch. And just a relentless mindset.
Remember, Saleh was basically given the keys to the 49ers draft room last year, so you know he's an Upton Stout fan. And how about this nugget? Upton Stout and the Seahawks' Devin Witherspoon in 2023 are the only rookie corners in the past 5 seasons to record at least 5 passes defended and 10 quarterback pressures. That tells you something about how Upton Stout attacks the line of scrimmage, especially because he only blitzed 39 times last year and still generated a 23.1% pressure rate. Raheem Morris obviously knows this, and he had better keep that going. And you can already tell that Morris is a fan of Stout. Listen to what he said about him.
I think it's less about, you know, starting spots for coaches. It's more about roles and what kind of roles can people do to help you win. And I think people finding their roles, you know, whether you call Stout a starter or not, he's a starter. You know, being that nickel role that he stepped into last year and played at a very high level, I think those things matter.
Nickel cornerbacks absolutely should be considered starters, especially when you look at how often teams throw 3 wide receivers on the field. Nickel corners are incredibly valuable. They play an incredibly difficult position because they are asked to do so many different things. You've got to cover shifty small guys in the slot. Now you've got to cover big guys in the slot. Sometimes there's tight ends in the slot. You also have to be able to fit the run game when teams try to run at you for going small. So it is a position that demands a lot of anyone that plays it. And if the Niners can lock it down, it would fill a massive need for them. They have struggled to fill this spot for years. We all remember guys like Isaiah Oliver, Yuck and Poo. They really haven't had anybody since Jimmy Ward last played that position for them. And when you're in a division like the NFC West with Puka and Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Devontae Adams and even Michael Wilson and Trey McBride in Arizona, you can't afford a liability in the slot. And hopefully now the Niners have the opposite. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Wednesday, ESPN has continued their top 10 players at each position. Today is wide receivers. Lots of NFC West players are represented, including a San Francisco 49er. If you want to read it, click the link in the description. One thing to watch is that Robert Saleh interview with Matt Maiocco. From NBC Sports Bay Area, I have the link in the description for that as well. One thing you might have missed, speaking of that company, NBC Sports Bay Area's Carlos Ramirez announced his departure on social media on Sunday. He worked everything from A's games to Kings games to Warriors, but most will remember his work as the Niners pre- and post-game host. Ramirez joined Laura Britt out the door as she left in May. With both of those hosts gone, NBC Sports Bay Area only has 2 full-time hosts remaining, Bonte Hill and Kylan Mills. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Enjoy your Wednesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
This has been another 49ers Gold Standard Podcast production.